Yesterday, on our way to Lusaka, I was reading one kitab, and that is the certain Malfuzat of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Pratap Dari Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Sheikh of Hazrat Maulana Abu Zaman Sahib, Tamad Barakatum, Matazul Ali. So I thought I'd share 2-3 points which I read in that kitab. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat was from the Naqbali Silsila. Silsila of Hazrat Fazal Ganj Muradabadi, Rahmatullah Ali. That is why our Hazrat is like the two rivers that are running in Allahabad. There's two rivers that are running there. So our Hazrat is the Majma also. Majma al-Bahrain of the Chishtiya Silsila as well as the Naqshbandiya Silsila. So when I went to Hazrat, after he gave me ijazat, he wrote them a khususi taur par Naqshbandi Silsila mein ijazat.
Yeah.
He highlighted that. And before we never understood so well the Naqshbandi Silsila. But after staying with Hazrat for a while, because started becoming more clearer to us the Naqshbandi Silsila and what it entails then. So Hazrat makes amal on both. But when it comes to zikr, when Hazrat makes amal on both, but when it comes to zikr, he mostly makes zikr sir. So his last sheikh's asar was on him. He doesn't make zikr jahri.
Yeah.
So the loan of both the silsilas is on Hazrat. So ye dekha maine, because I stayed with the mashayikh of the Chishtiya Silsila as well as I stayed with Hazrat, who is a sheikh of the Naqshbandiya Silsila. So when I found that, alhamdulillah, with the Pukhta in Chisht, because he was from Shah Wasila Rahmatullahi, but he's also got the loan of the Naqshbandi Silsila. Alhamdulillah. Ye dekha maine. So his sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Pratap Dari Rahmatullah Ali, his malfuzat, I found it to be very, very simple, but touching the heart. It wasn't just, you can see, it's very simplified, but what he's saying has a great effect, the nuraniyat and the ruhaniyat. And I found that in some of our akabir also, some others as well, like Hazrat Maulana Ajmeri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, was a Sheikh al-Hadith of Jamia Ashrafiya around there for about 50 years for Bukhari Sharif. So he was a Mustajab al-Dawat, all his du'as used to get accepted and people used to come there for du'a by Hazrat. He is the ustad of my father-in-law, Hazrat Maulana Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So when I go to Randir, always all three of them are buried next to each other, like in a triangle. Hazrat Maulana Abraham Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Ajmeri Sahib, and Mufti Abdul Rahim Sahib Lajpuri.
Yeah.
All three of them are buried next to each other. So Maulana Abraham Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he used to tell me, agar main Madina mein madfun na hu, to fir main Randir mein madfun hunga. That's what Hazrat used to tell me that.
Yeah.
If I'm not going to be buried in Madina, then I will be buried in Randir. He said, bare bare log soye hue. Hazrat used to say, bare bare log soye hue Randir mein. So they have three covers up together. So our Sheikh, alhamdulillah, he's got the rang of the Naqshbandi Silsila as well, and I've seen the difference in the sense that I've been able to. Lekin ghalba jo hai is that of the Chishtiya Silsila, that's the ghalba. But there is a rang of Naqshbandi Silsila, that's why the two rivers are flowing in Allahabad. So we must make qadar from Hazrat. Bohot zabardast buzug hai is zamane ke, and You don't get mashayikh who spend 40 years in sohbat. But aajkal jo hai, there is not much time that people spend in sohbat. That is why the students also, although we are running a madrasa, but we try to create the khanqa environment. Because generally speaking, students after they graduate, they don't spend time by the mashayikh. So during the phase of their 5-6 years that they spend with us, we try to inculcate the tasawwuf and khanqa-i shakal within the confine of the madrasa. So I felt that was very important, especially nowadays. There's not so much people are making amal on it, and that's the reason why we're finding so much of these fitnas all over the world. Khair, barhal. Hazrat, when I was coming, he said, he quoted the ayat of Allah Ta'ala, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. That you must leave out ظاهر الْإِثْمِ, the guna on the outside as well as the guna on the inside. All forms of guna. Every form of guna, you have to make tark of that. Because to attain Allah Ta'ala's qurb, manmani zindagi, a person cannot follow. Manmani means as you please. You cannot follow, live a lifestyle of as you please and then expect to become close to Allah Ta'ala. Ya ghalat. Manmani zindagi, you'll have to put that aside. Stop all forms of guna, every form of guna. And then Hazrat quotes the ayat to prove his point. He said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةِ. The tawbah upon Allah Ta'ala is upon for those people who make sin but out of ignorance. Now look at the words of the Quran. إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That means Allah Ta'ala, normally Allah comes for luzum. They say Allah will make tawbah for those people except their tawbah who commit sin. Bijahalati. Jahalati means ignorance. They didn't have an intention of doing wrong. Like I'm insan. We can slip. We can make mistakes. We can falter. We can do all that. But it's not deliberate. The sin that we are committing, it can't be deliberate. That's why Allah put that clause there. Bijahalati. Then after they made the sin, then they realized, Allah, I don't know how I slipped up. I faltered. I've done something wrong. Then nadamat overcomes a person, starts feeling pain in his heart. And then he makes rujoo to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah. So Hazrat says, yeh bahut ghalat hai. That we do sins intentionally, thinking that Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Yeah, bahut ghalat hai. That we're doing sins day and night, intentionally we're doing sins, because we're saying Allah is Ghafur Rahim. So yeh bilkul ghalat hai, yeh bebaqi ke saath. Bebaqi means that you're just doing it deliberately, you know that this is haram, this is wrong, we shouldn't be doing it, but we're still doing it because we say Allah Ta'ala is Ghafur Rahim. Yeh bilkul ghalat hai. So this maqam is the ibtidai marhala of every salik. Ibtidai marhala means he needs to make tawbah from all of his sins. And then don't commit sins intentionally. That is so important. Then a person starts getting closer and closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala. Because if a person is committing sins, to do amal is easy. To abstain from sin is hard. To do a'mal is very easy. Not so difficult to make a'mal. But to look after your eyes, to look after your ears, to look after your tongue, to look after your faculties, ye koi aasan shay nahi hai. This is very difficult to do. You see? And that is incumbent in tasawuf. You have to do it. So Allama Rumi Sheikh came to mind. Allama Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi. His Masnavi says, Labban chashamban gosh band, gar nabini sirre haq barman bikhand. Labban, you must close your tongue. Close it up. Close your eyes. Close your ears. I said, and then if your heart doesn't open, then you must laugh at me. You see? So if a person wants his heart to open up and for him to get nuraniyat and for him to attain the link of Allah Ta'ala, then this is what you need to control. Control the eyes, control the ears, and control the tongue. Labban, chashamban, goshman. See how, mashaykh, it's one simple poem, but if you have to analyze it, it's mesakuj. Everything is in that poem. So this is what he's saying. And the maqam of Tawbah, we think that it is easy maqam. It is not an easy maqam. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi says ke Tawbah ki ghati ko maine bahut sakht paya. Tawbah ki ghati ko maine bahut sakht paya. That means this valley of Tawbah, this valley of Tawbah, I have found it to be a very difficult valley. Very difficult. Because when a person abstains from guna, when he makes a pledge to Allah Ta'ala, then he needs to honor that pledge. You need to honor a pledge. When you make a pledge with Allah Ta'ala, that ab jo hai ye guna nahi karunga, then you have to honor that pledge. And to honor your pledge, that is not easy. That is not easy. You must remember the shaitan and your nafs is always going to drive you towards that. Now you got to put a lid on your desires. You got to put a lid on shaitan. And you have to become, you have to overpower shaitan. And my Hazrat Imam Masoodullah rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that we can subjugate the nafs, but we can't kill the nafs. Hazrat used to say this. Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can subjugate it, bring it under somewhat control, but we can never kill the nafs. And he used to give an example. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that you ever saw a snake charmer. Now snake charmer means those people, oh, haywan hai, snakes. Me, I have a lot of fear of snakes, I must tell you. So, you see this people, as you go to Morocco and all these people where they have this, you know, this fates and those fairs and all that. Then people from the Dehati people, they catch snakes. Okay, in a Maliki mazhab, you can even eat the snake, okay. Mm-hmm. So, they used to catch snakes, they bring it to the fair, and then they blow in the bugle, and then the snake starts dancing for the people, and the people are amazed by what they can see, that how this person was able to, you know. So my Hazrat farmate, dekho, he's got it under control. Lekin bil akhir to haywan. So one day, it will show his haywaniyat. Hazrat used to say, that one day the snake is going to show its haywaniyat, and then, not only will the people run away, the snake charmer himself will run away. That's what Hazrat used to say. Wa masallallahu rahmatullahi alayhi. So no person can be convinced that he has total control over his nafs. So one day I was sitting with Hazrat Maulana Abbas rahmatullahi alayhi. I told him, Hazrat, I'm finding it very hard that we take a pledge with Allah Ta'ala. Then we break the pledge with Allah Ta'ala. Then we make Tawbah. Then we get up. Then we start again. Then we fall down. Then we get up. Then we fall down. When is it going to become like a straight line? I asked Hazrat this question. So Hazrat said, "Ye uthna aur girna yahi istiqamat hai." Mawla sa rahmatullahi. So with this falling down and getting up, falling down, getting up, falling down, this is istiqamat. So this valley of Tawbah, Tawbah ki ghati, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi says, maine usko bahut sakht paya. Because this is a continuous thing every day. Mawlana rahmatullah alayhi told me one day, Maulana, when we were entering Dargeshwar, when we went in Safar, he says, main rozana do rakat salatu Tawbah padhta hun, rozana. Aur har cheez ka istighfar karta hun. He said, Even the extra water I use in my wudu and ghusl, uska bhi main istighfar. Ye Hazrat Maharaj Sahib Tahir ne mujhse farmaya. Even the water I use, can you just imagine that way, how much of analysis a person is dissecting his own life, where I have a weakness, where is my weakness, and I need to rectify that. So it doesn't mean that the mashayikh don't have weaknesses also. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that. Even mashayikh have weaknesses. So insan hai barhal. Hazrat farmate the, har aadmi ke andar ek rog hai. Maulana sahab farmate. And everybody knows his own rog. Because your sheikh also, he's not allamul ghaib or something, can know. Every person can't get kashf. Okay? So bottom line is, at the end of the day, is you know that this is my weakness. And I need to rectify it. I need to put it right. So this maqam is very, very difficult maqam. So Muhazzam Maulana Ahmad Sahib Pratabi Rahmatullahi, he mentioned that one buzruk, he simplified tasawwuf. Normally, when we describe tasawwuf, how we will describe it? As Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullahi said, tasawwuf, the ibtida is tashiyu niyah, rectify your niyat, and the intiha is maqam ihsan. So this is the starting point, and that's the end point, right? Starting point is tasfiyun niyyah, rectify your niyyah to Allah Ta'ala, right? And we do everything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. There's certain also signs that a person, whether his niyyah is right or is not right, there's certain alamat for that also. Mashayikh have said that one of the thing is that you don't wait for praises of anyone. Or if somebody condemns you, then you won't leave out the action. You still continue with it. The sign of ikhlas. And some ulama have said that your andaruni zindagi, your zindagi, your personal life and your external life, they coincide with one another. You see, what you do outwardly and what you do inside, they both, these are all alamat of ikhlas. So, tasyun niyyah, that's the first step. And maqam ihsan, that is the imtihan. But one Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sahib Pratabi Rahmatullah, said he loved it, the simplification of tasawwuf. He says tasawwuf is that field in which a person starts making fikr of what is jaiz and not jaiz. Dekho, ab Maulana, dekho, ye ek cheez hai, right? Tasawwuf, the khulasa of tasawwuf is to make fikr. Ke ye cheez jaiz hai mere liye ya na jaiz hai mere liye. Ye khulasa. Ya khulasa hai khatam sama aayega Allahu akbar wa hamare hazrat farmate hain ke tasawuf ka khulasa husn e akhlaq aur kasrat e zikr wa qamar zaman sahab ye hazrat se suna main ab us ke I'm giving you different maqula of tasawuf as far as about hazrat sheikh zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi said what is tasawuf so I about this hazrat maulana ahmad sahab pratawi said that to have fikr now that ye cheez mere liye jaiz hai ya na jaiz hai. And hamare hazrat ka farmate hain maqam zara sa, what I heard from him, he said that tasawuf means husn e akhlaq, have good character and kasratu zikr, a lot of zikr. Because mosaf dekho, we have to clean our heart. Maulana Masroor rahmatullah alayhi used to say, addressing students, if you say, if a student's heart is not clean, he will never be able to understand Quran and Hadith. If a student's heart is not clean, he will never be able to comprehend, get the true mafhum of Quran and Hadith. So cleansing of the heart is the most important thing. And then, together with all that, it is important that we realize where are we going to cleanse our hearts. So Mu'abra Sahib used to give two examples. He says when a person is feeling cold, then now he needs to get hot. So this, he has two options. One option is he must go to the heater and sit by the heater. That's one option. Now sitting by the heater is bamanzil sohbat-e-salihin. Sohbat-e-salihin, that is like sitting by the heater next to the heater. Because you're feeling cold, then obviously in winter you'll go there and you'll sit next to the, then you'll feel the heat. So by staying in the company of the mashayikh, you definitely attain benefit. Mu'abbas rahmatullahi alayhi farmate that if you don't see the benefit straight away, then you see it after 5 years, you see it after 10 years, you see the benefit after 10, 20 years, or you see the benefit at time of mort. The benefit of the sahabat of the mashayikh may not see the benefit immediately. And then she added another important point. And he said, just say zahiran like this, you don't seem to have attained benefit. But when you go to the mashayikh, then you will see their istiqamat. You will see their taqwa. You will see their taharat. You will see the ruhaniyat. You will see all that. So when you come out from there, you will think to yourself, in comparison to this person or these mashayikh, Meriko has hit me. So if you come out from there with that thought, that I am nothing compared to these mashayikh, how much you have attained? How much have we attained? So the first method, Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi, is to say, is the sohbat of mashayikh, that's like sitting next to the heater. And the second method is when you're feeling cold and we want a hot drink. We want a hot drink. Right? We have coffee, we have hot chocolate, we have nowadays cappuccino and there's latte and I don't know if ajib cheese, right? Hazelnut and all this thing. Tea or coffee, one of the two things. All this later on they brought these things in here. So you will drink that. That is like making the zikr of Allah. Right. Now, ye ek ajeeb baat bhi, I read somewhere that when a person commits sin, then his tabiat becomes bechain because the asar of that sin is hararat. The asar of the sin. The bechaini aati hai. Person, the chain is no more in his life. He feels bechain. Why is he feeling bechain? Because the effect of that sin is hararat. Hararat means heat. So in your heart, you're creating heat, but the wrong kind of heat. It's like putting on a hot day, you put on the heater. That thing is going to be, is not going to benefit you at all. You see this thing, this heater, these air conditions have dual purpose. It has a dual purpose. It has a purpose of an air con as well as it has a purpose of a heater. Now, imagine on a summer month, you put on the heater. How much bechaini will have? Lots of bechaini, no? Lots of bechaini. Now, you take that same heater and you turn it over to air condition. So, slowly, when we start making proper tawbah to Allah and we inculcate the amale saliha, then that hararat that was created, that the discomfort from the guna that we made, Allah Ta'ala will then change that. And then you find the sukoon, the qalb will start coming in. There's somebody like, you know, on a hot day, very hot day, we were going with Hazrat, he came to Harding, it was so hot. So when he jumped into the car, he said, jalli jalli usko chalu karo. Jalli jalli usko chalu karo. Hazrat, put the aircon straight away. It was boiling that day he came. So you see, we need to also create sukoon e qalb. The only way we're going to get sukoon e qalb is via this. Then Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratagli Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, he said that the shan of a mu'min is that his jina is for Allah and his marna is for Allah. Yeah, mu'min ki shan hai. Jina bhi Allah ke liye hai aur marna bhi Allah ke liye hai. And then he quotes the ayat of Allah Ta'ala, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Everything is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, agar ye kafiyat ho gayi, everything only for Allah Ta'ala, he says, then the Ahlullah, they say, ke hamari jannat hamare sino mein hai. Hamari jannat kaha hai? Hamare sino mein hai. Hamari jannat hamare sino mein hai. Because then the world means nothing to you. The world, wama fiha, is nothing. Because Allah Ta'ala has given such contentment, such peace of mind, such tranquility, that you can't, that you know, for instance, this COVID came out. Ahlullah kiya koi bechaini nahi. Puri dunya mein bechaini hai. Lekin ahlullah kiya koi bechaini nahi. Sahi se Allah ka hukam hai. Hamare liye rahmat hai. Hum baaz log dua bhi karte hain. Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu to Yemen. He sent him to Yemen. to Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a faqih sahabi, great sahabi. And it so happened that while he was in Yemen, there was a plague there. So he made dua to Allah ta'ala that give my family a portion of this plague. Give us also a hissa. Isme se. Ham look at the imam. Ham to maut se bhagte hain. Ham bhag rahe maut se. We are running away. We fleeing from maut. Ab ye shahadat. Allah ta'ala says, I'm giving you shahadat. The people say, we don't want the shahadat. We don't want the shahadat. Survivor. Ham bhag rahe. Ye sahabi is making dua to Allah ta'ala. Al Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala. Allah give us shahadat. Allah give me shahadat. So isme unka intiqal hua. In the same plague. So what I'm trying to point out is that the Ahlullah, they don't become bechain. They always, that's why jo bhi log koi bhi musibat ke paas unke paas chale jaate hain, when they leave from that, like somebody lifted a big burden from the chest. Har aadmi jata hai wahan par, and then he feels that he goes with every gham and every huzn and every type of problem that he has in this dunya, that he feels the world is collapsing on him. The world is coming to an end. So one student of mine came to me. He told me, Mohana, now he's having Bibi bahut parishan kar rahi. Wife is troubling him too much. And he left his house. He went to stay by his in-laws. And wahan bhi jo hai, it's too much of trouble. He says, when I come home in the evening, there's no food that's ready and all that. It's what he's going through. He's giving me. Now he's crying and he's crying. So I told him, Mohana, there's nothing to worry about. Now, he's got a child, obviously, so that creates a more difficult situation. So I told him, you see, whatever happens for a reason, maybe Allah has somebody better for you. There's nothing you must worry about. You try your best to make this marriage work. But if it can't work, there's not the end of the world. The world still has to carry on. Saying that Allah will find somebody else for you. You will find another person that will make your khidmat, make you happy, give you a blissful life, happy life. You'll go through this year. But don't behave as if my world has come to an end. So I told him that, agar ek machli chali gayi to samandar mein bahut machliyan hai. So if one fish went away, then in this ocean there's a lot of fishes. So he came in crying, but alhamdulillah, when he left, he was smiling. He was happy. I told him there's nothing to worry about. Yes, if she wants to come back home now, then upon your sharait. You must put sharait in, she must agree to those sharait, she must uplift that sharait. Ye zaruri hai, ek nizam, zindagi ka nizam bhi hona chahiye. There has to be a nizam in life. Yes, if you can make bardasht of everything, then you are the highest maqam of vilayat. Hazrat Maulana Yaqub sahab rahmatullah alayhi, my ustaz muhtaram, wo farmate the, that you see Allah ta'ala, when he wants to test a person, then he gives him a very, very difficult wife. And then if Allah wants his maqam to get very high, then he will make sabr every day with that wife of his. And unske waaste se jo hai, he'll get the qurb of Allah Ta'ala. He'll come close to Allah Ta'ala. Aur ye bhi farmate the, that jo aadmi uski apni biwi se ishq karta hai, ishq, then that person who makes ishq with his wife, to Allah ka wali hai. Ye vilayat ki alamat hai. Hazrat Mohan Yaqub sahab rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the, that's a wilayat, a shan, it's a sign of wilayat if a person makes ishq with his wife. That is why Mawlana Abrasa Masula Rahmatullah, I stayed in his company. Hazrat farmate the, dekho, the day you think that my wife must think like me, that's the day you have become a bewakuf person. It's not possible for your wife to think like you. It's not possible. So, Aibaji. Because she's, Allah Ta'ala has created her from a crooked rib. We have to understand that. We cannot fix everything. The Hadith Sharif has mentioned that as well. You've got to take what benefit you can. And those things, a lot of things, what you have, chasham po, she must just close your eyes. But she says something, put it one ear, take it out the other ear. Aisa hota hai. And nowadays, most of yehi parashani hai, the women are complaining about men not listening to us. They don't have time to listen to us anymore. But if you look at, analyze it in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you know even tahajjud time, you should take out time to speak to his wife. And after Isha, it's not allowed to make samr bil layl, to speak after Isha. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to go home and speak with his wives. So you have to take out time in our daily ma'amulat for our wives also. That is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat used to get very angry when people are aggressive towards their wife. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I should always see that. And all his madris, he should always speak about this. Yeah, that you must control yourself when it comes to your women folk. Don't get aggressive in front of your women folk. So Allah Ta'ala put these few words in my heart. So Allah Ta'ala give us the barakat of tawbah in a suha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us control over our nafs-e ammara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He brings our life in such a way that we start making fikr of what is jais and not jais, attain the sohbat of the mashayikh, and make zikr every day to Allah Ta'ala, and analyze our own self, what is our rogue. Each person must think, I have some kami in me. Like is that talib, like one person, Ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, an alim is that person who is thinking that every day I'm still learning. He's an alim. And waqi, and that's the truth also, when we go in the madrasa, even if you may be teaching the kitab, the same kitab every day, but the same kitab every year, but every year that same kitab's ta'aleem, the experience is different. It's not the same. My own life, I'm sure other ulama got their own experiences, because every day you are able to add something, or you're able to analyze it more better. So Allah Ta'ala makes something is different for that. So you learn, and then we're learning from our students also. Our students also, through their barakat, a lot of ibarat that we couldn't, now Allah is opening all those ibarat. So Allah Ta'ala, so He creates this year. And then it's important that we analyze our own lives, find out what is our weaknesses, and we must try and rectify it. So Ibn Mubarak said that if a person thinks that I'm stopped learning, the day he thinks that I've achieved ilm, that's the day he'll become a jahil. That's the day he has become a jahil, when he thinks it. So here you have, isi tariqe se, one last thing before I conclude. Mu'abbas rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the, ke dekho morana, yahaan par bidayat tawazu hai, aur nihayat bhi tawazu hai. From bidayat to nihayat. It's not in between, somewhere we think, ab jo char gaya hoon main. Sama aayi baat. And then you start developing wings. Talaba mein khub kehta hoon is baat ko. Tell students a lot to say. When they come, they don't know nahwa, sarf, nothing. We teach them everything, all the different subjects. By the time they read Mishkat, Dora, now they feel that they don't need their asatiz also. They don't need, so they make their own decisions. And they don't come for mashwara. They come to tell you that I've done this. So I said, up here, why you came to tell me? Why didn't you come for mashwara first? I should have given you proper guidance. Because why? Because Abu Samash died, that now I'm mustaqil. اور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں کہ جو مستقل بذات ہے وہ مستقل بد ذات ہے یہ حضرت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو بہت ساری باتیں ہیں اللہ تعالی عمل کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے واخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین انشاءاللہ we'll make some zikr for a short while. دیکھو حضرت used to make, I told you when I started off that in Jalal Abad when I went there, then they used to make infiradi zikr in our rooms, but it used to be jahran in Jalalabad. Hazrat's ta'aleem was, it must be jahran. And Hazrat told me one day, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told me himself, that jalte phirte, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And then now and again, after 5-7 times, we must add Muhammadun Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in Jalalabad, the zikr was jahri. In Allahabad, when I went to Hazrat, wahan par zikr sirri hai, Naqshbandi rang hai wahan. So each person must make according to whatever his sheikh has taught him, whether it's zikr jahri, zikr sirri, dono theek hai, hamara qabil ka tariqa hai. Naqshbandiya mein sana tahliya aur naqshbandiya sab farq hai. To yeah, so all different methods, but the natija is the same, that we want to cleanse ourselves of all our internal maladies, spiritual maladies, so that we can become close to Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah.